Blog Talk Radio.
I am Curtis Clinton. This is my podcast. Get an A-plus in country, a fine president, with 120 million write-in ballots for Curtis Clinton. Hello, America. Our 50 states, our District of Columbia, our territories. And hello, everyone. Everywhere. Hello, world, and all the speechless animals that live beside us, and hello, Tink. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia this Tuesday, the 30th of August, 2016. I give the date so people can look back to what I said, how I feel, and how I've maintain the same feelings, the same commitments, the same, I want to do these things myself. I don't go back and change things unless I have an open opinion that needs some thinking, further thinking. As far as homophobia, I'm against homophobia. I could not accept gay marriage for a while because of the word marriage, because marriage means something different. Marriage means a union between a man and a woman. But one day I was just thinking and I came up with the word marry, and then my brain kept going to say an idea, marry an idea. An expression used long time ago, and that expression, the word marriage, be used in any context, or most contexts. Maybe you can't marry your sister, brother, that kind of thing, because of the relationship, but other than that, we have interracial marriages. Nothing's wrong with that. We have Asians marrying Caucasians, Caucasians marrying Asians, Africans marrying Caucasians. I mean, it's fine. Native Americans marrying Europeans, whatever. But that's not what I'm here to talk about today. But I do have an admission. The admission that I figured out all so stupidly days ago. You know, when I sign on to Blog Talk Radio, I've got to put in the date, time, and how much time I want. 30 minutes is all I get, which is enough. But you know, you watch these hour shows, these two-hour broadcasts, and a lot more could be said in an hour and 2 hours. You could really explain yourself. You could also try to explain yourself in 30 minutes unless you got such a big thing to talk about, like not standing for the national anthem. Now, there's a lot of good and bad to be said about it. I still maintain what I said because what I said was good. I would rebuke Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers. I would rebuff them. I'm not throwing them out of the country. Of course not. There is freedom than else. There's like the Ten Commandments of country. You do not burn a country's flag. You do not spit on a country's flag. You do not fail to stand for a national anthem. You do not take a country's Bible or religious book and degrade it. You do not degrade a woman or a man. There are more. But my admission is that for all this time, even though I put in the date, the thing of it is that the date don't remain with me for the rest of the day because every day is just vanilla, average. Nothing is going on. You know, it's like Crocodile Dundee, the movie where, what'd you do yesterday? Nothing. Today, nothing. Well, I did nothing yesterday and today. I made phone calls. I did things, but I didn't go out and work. I don't have a job. I don't have people to talk to, except maybe you. I don't have many friends because I don't have connections, school, work. I volunteer, but you don't make friends with just volunteering. You make acquaintances. You say hello when you see them at a supermarket, whatever. So we live alone. Our children are away, and so we live alone. We can't keep up with the neighbors because they are young and they have money and we don't. My daughter's in-laws are richer than us. They can travel and visit them, our children, but we can't. It makes us look like bad parents, but we afford what we can. We try to hold on to things that we have. So by putting in a date days ago, unless it's locked in with something else like train show on the 27th and on the 28th, there's a birthday on the 1st of September, which makes it a Thursday. Other than that, the calendar has no speciality. There's nothing to put on my calendar. I coach chess on October 12th. What do I do between now and then? Clean the house, work the yard, tidy up, look to see what we can donate, lose weight. It's a very simple life, but unfortunately it's not active enough. It doesn't portend to what I can do. That's why I'm here every day, or most every day, unless the telephone doesn't work, I can't sign up, or guess what? I was out early in the morning, and I'm still out, and I didn't log in. So my admission is how stupid I was, but then again, you now know how difficult it is to be unemployed, out of work, for 27 plus years. And if I count up all the years unemployed, I'm up at 30. That's not fair. That's not nice. That's not right. But that's what happened to me. And that's what gives me the go-getting to fix everything in our country, because I'm sick and tired of being unemployed. I'm sick and tired of losing jobs to crooked bosses, stealing bosses, lying bosses, cheating bosses, discriminating bosses, and school systems that allow your kids to get hurt and you can't sue them. States that you can't sue. Police forces that hide behind certain city laws. Yeah. This got to stop. So I can agree with Colin Kaepernick, but you do stand for the national anthem. And I've been on Blog Talk for 9+ years. I've said the same things over and over and over again. I am a broken record, but I'm not a broken man. And until you start listening to me, I will always be a broken record, and you will be a broken people. We will be a broken country. I want to read something. I want to give you a piece of me, and I want you to know how I am, how I think. And then you'll know if I'm right for the White House. If I'm better than Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. I know I am, but do you know I am? Do you even care to know that I am? Do you even know that I am? Well, I am. Still try. I can't get you to this podcast. I can't get you to read the blogs. I don't know how. I can't fix my Note 4. I don't know how. I don't know how to download the cloud to my Apple computer. I don't know how. But I know foreign policy. I know military. I know social service. I know Social Security and IRS and FBI and the White House and government agencies that don't work and stupid government agencies that are just darn damn stupid and how we don't care for our people. You know, it was said that President Obama took too much time to get down to Louisiana. Well, guess what? If you're somewhere, you're doing something, yes. A president should get to every part of our country and when he or she is needed most. But what if I'm in the White House and I can't make it down to Louisiana? The best thing I can do is to have avatars, individuals who are as powerful and well-meaning as me, who can do things on my behalf because I can only be in one place at a time. Hopefully I could be all over, everywhere, but it doesn't happen. So now I'm going to give you a piece of me. It's an article that came with the National, with the Washington Post digital edition. I read the New York Daily News and the WashingtonPost.com and sometimes the Huffington Post. But here was an article by Jennifer Rubin, August 29th, The 7 Telltale Signs of Trump. And I'm going to comment as I read it. I haven't read much, but maybe 5 lines of this thing. It says, Republican nominee Donald Trump speaks at Johnny's Roast and Ride fundraiser in Des Moines on Saturday. Shortly after Hillary Clinton's senior advisor, Huma Abedin, and I need to take some water, 278.8, down 2.5 pounds for the week. It's a struggle, and I know many of our struggles, and I will be leading all of our struggles, or as many as I can get involved with. So again, the article reads, shortly after Hillary Clinton's senior advisor, Huma Abedin, announced her separation from former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner, Donald Trump released a statement. Huma is making a very wise decision. I know Anthony Weiner well, and she will be far better off without him. I only worry for the country in that Hillary Clinton was careless and negligent in allowing Weiner to have such close proximity to highly classified information. Who knows what he learned and who he told? It's just another example of Hillary Clinton's bad judgment. It is possible that our country and its security have been greatly compromised by this. Well, that's a bunch of BS. Not that I like Hillary Clinton, but I'm not going to stand behind attacks on either candidate or on me that aren't true. Now, did Weiner have some access? Yes. Sensitive? We don't know. Did Huma talk to Weiner? We don't know. Or I should say, the guy, her husband. We don't know. What were the relationships? What were the accesses? We don't know. Does Trump know? How does he know? So I would take what he says with a grain of salt. I would take what Hillary Clinton says with a grain of salt. And when I say what I say, I ask you to listen, because I've already salted what I say. You know, I should have everybody hear how I speak, because some of this stuff is good. I salted what I say. That's a nice one. I should write that down, but no. Okay. The author of the article, Jennifer Rubin, says, this has the 7 attributes of most any Trump pronouncement, and here they are. And remember what it says, the 7 telltale signs of Trump. Here it goes. First, he assumes knowledge no one else has. How does he know if it is wise or not, and do we imagine he has any particular insight into Weiner's personality? What he reads in tabloids quickly becomes his own superior insights. Well, I don't assume knowledge. I have knowledge. I have thinking knowledge. I have, gosh, I thought about it knowledge. I have paid attention to it knowledge. I see it knowledge. I don't assume knowledge. And the reason I can't do great in debates against Trump and Hillary Clinton, because I'm not privy to the information that they know, so they could sound smarter. So when I say I'm going to fix something, I got to go see just how bad it is before I can say how I'm going to fix it. I know the IRS. I can fix the IRS. First, take the IRC code of 2 volumes of maybe 3,000 pages and condense it into 400. maybe three. There's just too much junk. And I use the word junk because Weena used the word, well, Weena didn't so much use the word, but you know. Second, he immediately relates every event, every human tragedy to himself. Well, let me say this. I relate most events and most human tragedies to me and my family because we've gone through crap. We can't fix our house. We can't afford our children's education. We pay our children's telephone bill. We give some money. We can't fix a faucet in our home. We can't fix a leaky shower and another leaky faucet. We can't replace a faucet. We can't replace a water purifier. We can't replace a refrigerator. We can't fix the holes in the floor, the holes in the ceiling. We can't fix the floors that have water going through it. We can't fix our basement, our yard. Can't pay for a car. We got problems. Can't get a job. I can't. Members of our family got beaten up. I went to court. Attorneys never showed up to defend us. We lost cases because they never showed up to court. And I had to learn the law, and I had to represent our family. I won three cases. I lost three cases to the federal court. I've had two attorneys disbarred for unbecoming conduct and failure to be there for us, failing the precepts of the bar. I can do things. Third, he invariably bases pronouncement on lies. There is zero evidence Weena was in close proximity to highly classified information. Well, this is the first time I'm reading this. What did I say at the beginning? We don't know the access. We don't know what was told to him by his... We don't know. So, you hear me saying anything? What did I say about the comments that Trump made? Crap. Bull crap. BS. I never read this article past... This has the seven attributes of most any Trump pronouncement. He assumes knowledge no one else has. Fourth, putting something in the form of a question. Who knows? He attempts to avoid blame for number three is outlandish falsehoods. I don't have falsehoods. I don't know. Putting something in the form of a question. Not me. Fifth, he constantly projects legitimate questions about him. Health, lack of transparency, bigotry onto others. Well, change. I don't buy access like Donald Trump. I don't cater to nationalities, races. I speak to everyone at the same time, and I speak with respect and care for everybody. I see no color. I see one color. Humans. Big, tall, obese, bulimic, brown hair, blonde hair, red hair, colored dye hair, tattoos, no tattoos, piercings, which I don't care for, earrings, jewelry, which I don't got. Yeah, I speak to everybody. The White House. Why can't every nationality vote for me? You go figure, because nobody knows me. Who am I talking to? Is anybody listening? I need help. I need your help. I need 120 million write-in ballots. Please help us. Please help me to help you. People say that. I mean it. I've been saying it 9+ years. Please, see me. Get me on TV. Six, he speculates about dramatic consequences of minor behavior. Part of his affinity for this... utopia and fear-mongering. It is possible that our country and its security have been greatly compromised by this. No, it's not. But it is akin to the hysteria that passes for political talk. I don't give political talk. I'm not hysterical. Except, listen to me. I'm here. I'm loud. I'm screaming at you. I've called you stupid. you don't see me? It's too bad for you. There's only six? I thought there was seven. Seven. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Finally! Oh, didn't have the word seventh in front of it. Did I say I was brilliant? I just said I'm smart. I have some brilliances. Finally, all of Trump's arm waving and blather detracts from real issues and legitimate concerns. Blather, that's a great word. Blather. You know, I don't spin things. I don't put soap on things. I don't put perfume cologne on things. I don't have good clothes. If you see me, you say, what kind of, you know, hick is that person? No, I'm not a hick. I'm not a redneck. But guess what? I'm a redneck. I'm a hick. I'm a citizen. I'm everything. I remember running for, what was it? My neighbor called me a hick. And I gave a talk. I'm proud to be associated with the rednecks and hicks, and I named the states where people are called that. I'm a bum from Brooklyn. I'm out of work. I must be a bum. I must be no good. I don't talk like Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. I talk better than they do. I'm better than they are. I should be in the White House. I will do a better job. I can do a better job. I will do a better job because I want to do the jobs that need to get done, which they're not talking about. Social Security, yeah, tell me another one. Protecting our soldiers. Forget about, talking about vets. Why don't we just protect our military serving now so that they don't become vets in need of veteran medical attention? We'll take care of the vets that have medical needs. But why don't we protect our military men and women so they don't become vets in need of veterinarian administration? Or the Veterans Administration veterinarian. Okay, there you go again. Stupid me. It's 5:53. I don't know how I'm going to talk once I'm in the White House, if I get in the White House. I don't know how I'm going to sound off. I don't know what my appearance is going to be. There was a shirt somebody was wearing with the words, actions speak louder than words. We're not going to look at your words. We're going to look at your actions. Well, that's how you're going to have to see me. I'll dress as clean as I can. Of course I'm going to dress clean, but I'm not going to wear big suits, expensive suits. I don't got the money. Oh, I'm going to get a salary of like $400,000, supposedly tie, and then you pay your taxes, you pay your bills, and then we got to fix our home. So $200,000 is going to go and fix our leaky faucets, replace our refrigerator, fix the ceiling and floors that are warped and whatever, fix our bathroom. I think we could do that, and maybe even fix our basement. Then we got to fix the rest of our house. But that's going to take another three more years of $200,000, and maybe we can do it. Oh, fix. I ain't telling you some of the things that need to be fixed. Fix ourselves. It's 5:55. I'm here almost every day. Today I tried to log on. I had difficulty, and I was saying, yeah, Mary's going to say, what happened to the guy? Well, you come find me. You just show up in Northern Virginia and you ask, where's Kurt Clinton? I'll be happy to talk to everyone. Well, I'm happy to talk. Sometimes I'm too tired to talk. I'm a real person, and I'll be a real person in the White House. Don't need no press agent talking for me. Not like in the last ship where this girl, woman, talks for the president, Oliver, whatever. No. I do my own talking. I write my own speeches. I write what I say. If somebody wants to give me an idea, fine. But I'll probably use my words. You see, I I salt what I say. America, I'm vying for the presidency. It's unrealistic. It's nearly impossible, or it's impossible, but I'm still doing it. I know I am better. I know what I can do. I know how I can make our country better. First, we all get A-plus in countries, or in country, A-plus in conduct, A-plus in helping fellow Americans, A-plus in beautiful Americans, A-plus in taking care of Native Americans, A-plus in killing discrimination, A-plus in stopping law enforcement from indiscriminate shooting of pepper spray and bullets, A-plus in not seeing military families suffer their loss of loved ones or injuries to loved ones, families losing their family members over accidents, incidents, DUI, no more rape. Damn it, no more rape and bullying. I will remove the penises, or I will have legislation to remove anything that's an assault weapon. Very boldly on this, and if I scare you, I scare you. I'm not going to be stupid. You're going to be there to help me make those fine-tuned decisions that are kind of rough right now. They're not rude, maybe crude, but they're not rude. But we got to stop rape. And the priests that have molested altar boys and boys, that's going to stop. And yes, priests are going to be in priest jail who violate young boys or girls. Now, it ain't going on anymore. And my kids who got beaten up, I'm not going to let that go either. I will see justice in school systems. I will see justice in states. I will see justice around the country and around the world. I'm Kurt Clinton, vying for the presidency. I'm not on any ballot. My name has to be written in if you think I'm good enough. My name is Curtis Clinton. You can call me Kurt Clinton. You don't have to call me Mr. President. I don't need the title. I just need the job so I can work for you. I ain't going to have speaking engagements of 55 that people want me to speak. Fine. Can you cover my car fare? Can you cover a sandwich or two? Something to drink? Can you cover the batteries in my fan? Bring a fan so I can stay cool? And I'm not going to get all dressed up. I'm not going to take first class. Oh, it'd be nice. I've never been in first class. I'm not going to live in presidential suites. No, no. Motel 6? Hotel 8? I don't know what. Residence Inn, maybe? Marriott? I don't know. I'm Kurt Clinton. I need 120 million write-in ballots.